So it's Thursday now. I did the last boo yesterday, Wednesday. I'm just reviewing this. Update. Kind of. To my diary, because I'm really trying to make sure I go out every day with Poppy. Just because I've seen what happens for months on end if I let myself become a total recluse. And I'm determined to fight out of it, basically. Today, I don't ever take my kind of anti-anxiety or strong anti-anxiety meds 2 days in a row because they're addictive. So, just making a note that I'm going out to the woods with Poppy. I'm at the woods with Poppy. Haven't taken any meds for it. Just been doing my kind of square breathing, sort of anxiety reduction techniques, for what they're worth. Not a whole lot, but another one I thought of is doing an audio boo, which originally was how I first overcame agoraphobia, or rather put it into remission. I feel very much in the same kind of spot at the moment with being outside, and yet that was in Hackney, Dalston rather, East London, and the walk was to Hackney Downs, which was, whilst very welcome in the sprawling metropolis, still after all a city park full of other dogs and other people, and surely must have been more of a challenge than walking out of my door down a country lane and into a field and making my way to a woods. So yeah, it seems kind of foolish for me not to just seize that as an example of how it's possible to reverse the way I've been thinking and doing. And I always used to find, well, I found very much that audioboo was the way I did that, rather was the way I beat that anxiety. Oh, the bridge has collapsed. I'm not going across there, Pops. Or am I? She seems to have different ideas. This is a balancing act. Do you know what? I'm not up for that. There's a tiny little branch across the water. Pops? She's a very good dog. She's so obedient. She doesn't mind the two bridges. She does kind of mind. She's a bit confused. Go through the water. Go swimming. That's it. Go on. Go swimming. I think I'm going to have to coax her down to the water side. Come on. Anyway, if I walk, she'll probably find her own way across. There you go, she's in the water. That's it. So, what is there to be scared of walking in the countryside, is my point. I'll always find something to be scared of at the moment. It seems the easiest to please horror fan in the world. Most particularly, I know that in the past I've got myself anxious when she's rolled a lot in fox shit. Now, there's a rational explanation for why that would make me slightly anxious or irritated, or I don't know, but it's completely normal dog behaviour. They all do it. It's part of owning a dog, especially in the countryside. And so I guess I can't hide away from it, and Poppy in true, what do you call it? I don't know. therapeutic style, immediately rolled in fox shit as soon as we got out, so that's that out of the way. Breathed through it. Excuse me. You know, so what's the worst that happens? I'll give her a bath when she gets home. It's not like I'm doing much else, so yeah. I think probably experiencing the things that either subconsciously or semi-consciously make me anxious and dealing with them is probably a better medicine than avoiding the situations. And so we're here in the woods. I'm using audiobook yet again as a therapeutic tool, really. More properly, I think. I'm going to probably try and use it every day. And the funny thing is that towards, you know, the middle of this period, not this bad period, but middle of the period since my first breakdown, when I first started using audiobook, I used it very much therapeutically every day. And I find it strange to be right back, possibly even further back in terms of mental health than then. But what I do know is I'm going to psychotherapy soon, and that I want to be doing everything I can to get the full benefits of that and make that work as well as possible. And I'm sure that's going to involve challenging myself a little bit. So, if one of the things, which is the case, that I'm anxious about is social interaction, then a good first step, I mean, that social interaction includes picking up the telephone, even listening to messages from people, which sounds daft, but there you go, it's all very daft. And I guess if I can force myself to at least do an audio boo a day, then I've spoken to someone other than Poppy and my wife. Albeit just a telephone recording a diary for myself. It's kind of a nice, gentle introduction to the concept that one day I'll be right enough to be talking to other people that can answer back. Yeah, that probably sounds a bit strange, but then it all is a bit strange. I am a bit strange, it seems. Just voicing it as well makes me kind of aware of the absurdity of the situation of things, just particularly living in a beautiful part of England and being scared to go out of the house when there is in fact two properties within a mile and that's it. And it's not that I'm scared of the kind of usual stuff, you know. I'm not scared of walking alone in a woods. Most of it's quite irrational, I fear. Most of it, I'm sure, is best addressed by slow introduction to situations that are irrationally giving me anxiety and gradual desensitization and reassurance of myself that there's no reason to be anxious. Yeah. And audiobook really helped, well, just talking, in fact, into my phone really helps me on that score. It's distracting my mind. I wouldn't say it's taking up time me thinking rather than thinking to myself and I'm getting anxious, but the only reason I wouldn't say that is because I don't necessarily think when I do audiobook on purpose. I try and just free-flow gibber, because I figure that's going to be the most honest diary I can listen back to in the future when trying to get a perspective and understanding on the kind of almost apocalyptic explosion of my mind over the past few years, and the fact that ultimately I'm still here and not fully exploded, will, in my theory, always serve to remind me that mental health can be very difficult, but I say this optimistically, very possibly overcome, and mental health problems, you know, doctors always tell me that there's no reason why I won't get to a state where I can live functionally. And I have to believe that, really, don't I guess. I do believe it. I just get frustrated that it keeps slipping further away. Seems I get close to it and feel like that's, you know, that's where I'm at now, or it's all going to be better from now on. And I get to that state less and less. I then slip back, and small hiccups and things seem to conspire to prevent it happening to any full extent or permanent extent. Anyway, I think partially that's because I've struggled so hard to get proper mental health help. I mean, since we moved here, I've had proper psychiatrist appointments, I think I'm just going to refer to them as, rather than psychiatric services. Although I do think that probably that is all that psychiatrists do. Is a little bit of a surprise to me. I did think they were much more concerned with root causes and tackling them, but it does seem that they focus pretty much exclusively on just messing with medicine, messing with medication. They always say that's to stabilise you before anything else happens. And in the end, I had to say, look, you know, I'm sick of being stabilised, as you describe it, because it doesn't actually ever make me improve. It just puts me in different mental states of usually varying degrees of subdued what would you call the state? I don't know. Detachment from the world. And I really would like to touch the world again, so to speak. So eventually it was me that, in cohorts with my GP, said to the psychiatrist, look, you know, you can mess with my meds every month all you like, but I want progress from other avenues now. It's taking too long. It's not giving me great improvement. So I didn't necessarily help myself by setting myself personal and probably far too challenging escapades, launching a startup. I don't think it's known for being a stress-free activity. But nonetheless, I don't regret it. I just wish it had succeeded. But yeah, not to dwell on the past. Psychotherapy starts in a week or two. And I'm really, you know, I'd rather go there and say, I have had trouble leaving the house for 6 months, rather than say, But now I'm kind of getting out for walks with the dog and stuff. Rather than just say, yeah, I can't ever leave the house. Because it just feels to me that I need to have some faith in what they have to offer. And before I can properly have faith in what they have to offer, I have to have some amount of faith in myself. And being able to do this and getting home in one piece and realising that I've done it is a good little cue to persuade me that, you know, I'm ready for the next steps, or ready for steps which involve actually talking to a psychotherapist. you know, they're not excluded from the people I'm scared of. It's everyone's, it's social interaction more than anything. And so, I don't know how I'm going to get the most out of appointments with a psychotherapist if I actually am just in a totally blown away and anxious state when I get there. I may have to medicate the first time I go, but I would have guessed that the best way to benefit from these things is not to medicate. I've just realised we're at this side of the river. It's not going to get any easier crossing this river, is it, Poppy? I think we have to retrace our footsteps, actually, because the bridge is now down. I call it a bridge. It's literally two kind of planks, but one of them's fallen into the river now. Come on, Pops, this way. Anyway, I don't expect anyone's listening to this. It's not really the intention. I don't object, of course. I always thought that people should talk more about mental health problems, but this was when I was an idealistic psychology undergraduate. And prior to a couple of decades working in a stressful job in the city, so... No problem with that. And then, you know, I've touched if anyone would, because it's frankly pretty boring stuff. I must stop now, because I have to also be able to walk without talking into a phone to distract me. And that'll be the second part of the walk. Anyway, hopefully I can do this every day, and not necessarily at such length, but as it has in the past, hopefully it can in the future help in the quest for a more socially fluent Mark.